Nandika Rai has worked at the 1951 Coffee Company for a little more than a year. She loves making latte artwork for customers.
What are you making this time?
It's hard.
Rai is one of many refugees employed by the nonprofit company. She immigrated from Nepal, where her family settled after being kicked out of Bhutan.
Before, when I was in Nepal, I didn't know that there's a lot of refugees in many countries. I thought we are the only refugee, and I feel like, oh my goodness.
The coffee shop's walls educate customers about refugees' journeys like Rai's, displaying things like a map of the countries their staff immigrated from. Development manager Anjali Mehta has a hard time remembering all of them.
Eritrea, Saudi Arabia, Guatemala, Uganda, Cameroon, and Syria. Oh, and Sri Lanka is another one. And Nepal.
Mehta says 1951 uses a two-week training program to prepare new staff. It teaches immigrants the basics of cafe work while also improving English language skills, math with U.S. currency, and computer literacy.
At the end of the 2 weeks, we have a graduation ceremony, and it's a really great celebration for them.
1951 also pays their staff a living wage rate, which is difficult to find in the Bay Area. Manuel De Paz knows this firsthand after immigrating to the U.S. from El Salvador 2 decades ago.
It's extremely difficult for the refugees and from the immigrant community to live in the East Bay because it's one of the most expensive things, not only housing, but the issues of health, the issues of food.
De Paz works at the East Bay Sanctuary Covenant, which provides legal advice and tutoring to the Bay Area's refugee community. But it's rare for those De Paz helps to find financial stability.
To come into the United States, that's a big win. You know, they don't know, but what they have is a lot of hope.
For Rai, though, 1951 provides that, and it also gives her more, a community.
When I came here, I was like, everyone says, I am also from refugee from this country, I'm also a refugee from this country. I said, really, there's a lot of refugees in this world.
For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Brighton McConnell.